Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, January 23rd. Well, after finishing the overnight session negative across the board in the grains, a turnaround in corn was able to lift Chicago wheat into positive territory, but Kansas City wheat and soybeans remain negative. Let's take a look at corn. We had March finish up a nickel at 393¾. Earlier in the day, we tested the 20 and 100-day moving average levels. Again, they come in at about 387 to 387 and a quarter. We put in a low at 387 and a half, bounced off of those lows, and were able to finally take out that triple top at 392, closing a penny and three quarters above there. So I think this may keep the pressure on those 80,000 short contracts in the managed money circles there. And if we maintain these closes up here above those previous technical levels, might see some accelerated short covering. We were supported this morning. Rain delays pushing back the harvest in Brazil, also pushing back the planting of that second corn crop, the safrinha crop. That's the larger of their two corn crops, so this could add some support to corn down the road. We also had a couple of USDA sales announced this morning, 141,000 to Unknown and 144,000 to Guatemala. So again, we will see if the funds have any additional short covering pressure as we move slowly higher. Taking a look at wheat, we had March finish up 2¾ cents at 580 and a half, put in a low at 75 and a quarter today, so we were able to hold yesterday's low of 74 and a half. It's a positive sign. Kansas City March finished at 492 and a quarter. We were able to close above yesterday's 491 low, although we did take that out and trade as low as 490. So again, Kansas City not acting as strong as Chicago, as it has been for quite a while. That spread widening out again. Minneapolis finished up a quarter cent, 555 and three quarters. Same story supporting the wheat. We've got delayed planting in France due to some heavy rain. You've also got now transportation problems there, and you have the price of Russian wheat moving higher. This all possibly heading some business in our direction. So we will see if that support continues. In the beans, we had March finished down 4¼ cents, 909 and a half. We put in a low at 904. That's just a penny and a half off the December 12th low, which was 902 and a half. We'll see if that technical level can hold. We have been slowly grinding through these support levels. We passed the 50% retracement at 920. That was also a moving average around 921. And then 912 was the 62% retracement, went right through there. So we will have to see if this next level holds. Obviously, I think people are looking at the signing of this trade deal and having seen no bean purchases at that point, getting a little bit discouraged. We've got the market now building a short position in the funds of about 25 to 30,000 contracts. I think people need to remember here a couple of things that were really in the text of that phase one deal. Number one is they were going to buy this based on market conditions. And you have Brazilian beans at this point about 20 to 30 cents cheaper than the U.S. There was also a 30-day waiting period before this was all going to kick in. So that won't happen around until the middle of February. And then fundamentally, we've got yields in Mato Grosso, early yields coming in 10 to 15% above last year, so we might be looking again at a record crop in South America. So all of these things, kind of the sell the fact side of that buy the rumor, sell the fact equation. In outside markets, you've got the dollar up about 19 ticks, 97.49. Crude oil down $1.08 a barrel at 55.66, but about 90 cents off earlier lows, and the Dow Jones down about 20 points, a couple of hundred points off of early lows. I think this corona virus that is not quite being contained in China, and we're seeing some more deaths from this and some reports in different countries, has the markets spooked a little bit, but we saw a little bit of recovery here late in the day. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, if you have any questions, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.